Hi everyone, I'm in Formby, which is a fairly affluent suburb of Liverpool between Southport and Sefton, Bootle, where I'm from. And it's got like a quirky little town centre, Formby, although like anything there's loads of like closed shops and stuff, which is a real pity because not that you expect poorer areas to have to put up with less services in town centres. You think in like more affluent areas it might be more sustainable to keep things going, but Formby Centre, it's like got loads of shops and charity shops, and I just feel there should be more going on, although you can tell there's a lot more wealthy and affluent. I used to live in Formby and I loved it. During lockdown I was really lucky to live in a house with a big garden, park at the end of the street, quite a lot of good services on your doorstep, the beach, and it's a nice little part of the world. It's a beautiful day here in mid-March, almost the height of March. So if your name's Julius Caesar, be careful where you go and what you do. But yeah, there's loads of amenities. I don't even know what that word means, and services in Formby for people. And during lockdown, it was nice to go on big walks with the baby in his pram and go to the beach and take the dog to the beach. And there's lots of parks here because it's quite a nice area. And, you know, there was supermarkets and shops nearby and stuff. But 15 years ago, it was bustling far more, the town centre, just the impact of the internet and, you know, supermarkets, cost of living, and I mean the cost of a house in Formby is a lot. I'm just going by the community swimming pool where my son goes once a week. He lives in Formby half the week, and it's like a community asset, Formby pool. It's quite nice. So we go swimming there once a week. And it's in this nice little park as well. Might be able to see there. I've had a few people say, like, maybe look to professionalise the podcast and take pictures and film footage of the environment instead of my face. And maybe I then do a voiceover. And I think that's fair criticism, but I'm not there in terms of time and technological know-how and stuff, but I do take those points on board and I would like to get there at some point in the future, so we'll see what happens. Also like including music and things like that, but I want it to be quite natural and just a chance for me to speak about the things. So is those like things that keep you fit in the parks? I used them quite a bit during lockdown in the park near me. So this is like a gym, Formby Pool here. So this is a gym. They do food in there and they're just doing up the play park. I wrote an article a while back saying like, why are the play parks better in Formby, an affluent area, compared to Bootle? Is that because people don't look after them, or complaints are dealt with more effectively in areas where maybe people are more likely to engage? I don't know. Just throwing that out there. But there seems to be a lot less rubbish on the streets up here as well. Okay. Why? What's going on? What are the reasons for that? So they're expanding the play park here. And again, it's a beautiful day. Planes in the sky and the pool. They've got classes on there now for people doing exercises in the pool and stuff. Little war memorial here, nice little green area. But yeah, I like Formby, and the name comes from the Viking, and there's loads of places down the west coast of the UK and in this area like Sefton, Bootle, Kirkby, or Kirby as we call it round here, and also Formby, which are like Viking names. So the Vikings settled on the coast, took over half of England at one point, and Alfred the Great and people like him fought against them. But a lot of Vikings settled here and kind of merged in as well. So like in Ireland, when the Vikings went to Ireland and settled there, and even when the English first went over to Ireland and settled there, they were the same religion. But later on, after the Protestant Revolution, all of a sudden you had different religions in different areas, and when you had colonialism and things like that, it made it a lot more spicy, because the Vikings kind of adopted Christianity eventually. Anyway, some nice coffee shops down here. And again, there is more going on in Formby compared to other little towns, but I just think it's a pity when towns decline. Again, it's inevitable economically with the net, internet, everyone's shopping on the internet. There used to be like bookshops here and a bit more variety, but that's just the way it is. So yeah, I was very lucky to spend lockdown in Formby, and even the one in the winter a few years ago. I could get up in the morning before I logged on to teach online, which was a nightmare, teaching online. And I'd run the park with the dog, like literally there was a lovely green park at the end of the road, so very fortunate. A few little travel shops and vet place. There's a little studio there that's attached to the community pool. There's a few banks on this street as well. There's been a bank on the edge of the end of the street here which closed recently. So when I drop my lad off at nursery on a Thursday and Friday morning, I tend to do some work in the coffee shops here and in the library. You just notice things, you see things changing. And you know, there are some places now where I think there are no banks anywhere, and you can see that certain people, they like to go to the bank, they like that personal touch. And then others just go on the phone and transfer online now, don't they? So I suppose that's the internet and efficiency. But there's pros and cons of that. Right, I'll stop. So this is just a little short one while I was up in Formby, which is a lovely little town. You can go down to the National Trust at the beach, which is really good if you're ever up here. And yeah, it's a nice place to live. It was a nice place to spend lockdown. Take it easy.